much lamo. Okay. We learned about Gemara, wrapped up your Bezim and all the very top of the page. So we learned about the importance of having song, and the song is Dafka during the wine libations of the Kabbonis. We had a discussion about if a carbon oil is in the Dover, if it's only voluntary carbon, it's bad to keep occupied, what happens then? Says Gemara, Boilu, the Sochim Haboyim Bifne Asman. We learned that you can bring the libations, not you can even bring it later, a couple of days later. When you bring it on its own, without the carbon, still to Unyan Shida, does it require a singing? A ain't to Unyan Shida. Or perhaps only when you bring it together with the carbon. And the Kivan, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rabbi Yenison. Minna, Yin Hari Nosha, in Oymin Shida, Ala Yayin, that the song is said with the wind and the Sachim. So Amrinan, even though you bring it in on its own, you still say it. Oy Dilma, Ala Chila Vashti Amrinan. You sing only if you're drinking and eating together. Bring the carbon together with the nesachim. But just the nesachim on its own, like, no. I mean, you don't say. So Toshma, coming here, we learned yesterday that Yaisi Major said, Megalgin's Chosliyam Zakai. The month of Nisan, great things happen, great things will happen. And in the month of the bad things happen, and bad things will happen. We learned the whole story about the Koinim. How they sang a song on the very Tish above that the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed. Hayishir ma'avidatay. What were they singing about? What were they singing with? Ilema the oilas chayva. They brought the carbon tummy. That's the day the carbon in the morning. Mehave. How is that possible? We know that b'shiva asa b'tamas bottle hatummy. It's no longer in the kabbonis after shiva asa b'tamas. The oilas dove. It must have been a voluntary carbon. And we asked, how can it be a voluntary carbon? Said an animal happened to be roaming about. We concluded that maybe that's what happened. That was just a hotoni that Mari Barayev Kahana the Light Tzricha. It says, and we concluded yesterday that Mari Kahana says that an oilus the dover does not require any singing. And we brought a pasuk al-Zivchesham. We compare the two to teach you that just like a shlamim has a. Just like an oiler has a fixed time, so to a shor has a fixed time. And what kind of oiler, just like a shlamim, we're talking about kifsi atzeres, which is kotchi kotchim, so to oiler has to have a fixed time. That only the oiler's tummy requires song, but a voluntary carbon does not require song. Ella, so what are you singing for? Ella lavd in a sochi, must be that it brought just the wine on its own. So we see that the carbon was brought a while ago, and now they brought the wine. And we see you sing. Amar Rabbi Tem Rabashi Tizbro. Let me ask a question. I learned yesterday. You called that singing Shira de Yoyma. If it was on a Sunday, the singing would have been Lashem Arav Samalaya. The Yashiv Aleim is Einam B'Shira D'Abav B'Shabahu. What they were singing was Wednesday's Shira. Ella, what was it? Eliyah Ba'al Mudin Oflu Pamayu. A lamentation just popped into their mouths, like an avias came into their mouths. This was happening. And therefore, it wasn't a proper song. It wasn't at all the proper song they were singing. This is the fact that the Beit Hamikdash was being destroyed all around him. Doesn't it say that they were standing on the platform? Sounds like it was associated with the carbon. You could even sing without a carbon. You don't have to have a carbon. No, if you have to have a carbon, so then what's the shayla b'chal? So surely you can sing when you bring wine. Yehachid ben esachin nami leima. If you sing a stam on its own is one thing. If you're going to sing by the sachem on its own, which is only reshus, a voluntary basis, they'll think that even when you have the sachem together with the carbon, it's only reshus. It's not a mandatory. And that's for sure, that when you bring in the carbon and you bring in the sachem at the same time, it is mandatory. So a churban will come out, we don't want it. But when you sing with no carbon, nobody's going to make a mistake and think that when you sing with the carbon, it's only reshus. Now that we brought about the Beis Hamikdash, we are going to learn this Gemara here, which has a little bit. We have some of it in Avodah Zarah as well. Says the Gemara, "Gufa, let's analyze the Beis Yemim Megalgus Chusliyem Zakai." Well, that in this is a good time, but it says over there that Tisha B'av on the very Rishayna on a Sunday, B'Motzoi Shvi, it's on the 18th on the cycle, the year after Shemitah. That's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara now is going to work out the Cheshbon, see whether it gels. Mimishkachla had a possible vihaksiv. It says in the posse that Yecheskel had not been said. The Esreim b'chamei shanim, the 25th year, the Golus Seinu from our exile. There were two Golusin. There was a Golus Yehoyachin, and then there was a Golus, and all the Eden went out. So you had first Jehoiakim king for a year, then Jehoiakim was the first king, and then he was vanquished by Nebuchadnezzar. He was under the dominion of Nebuchadnezzar. Then you had Jehoiakim was the king for a few months, and then he was sent to Gauls, and they all went out to Babel, including Yechezkel Hanavi. And then 11 years later was the Churbeis HaMikdash. Sikyo took over, and 11 years later was the Churbeis HaMikdash. And that's when Yimiyo took over, and he was the Gaul Nevius. So it says there, 25 years from when we went to Gauls, B'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, but also Lachodesh on Yom Kippur. So here we have Rosh Hashanah falling out on Yom Kippur. How's that possible? We'll see. But Arba Eshashan, this is 14 years after Hashahuksa'ir, 14 years after the destruction of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. Which means if he was 11 years, they were in Golos 11 years before the final destruction, and 14 years together would be a total of 25 years. So the destruction where he's standing right now, the 25th year, is 14 years after Beis HaMikdash, 25 years since we went to Golos. Now, let's work it out. The only time that you have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Yevul, because on Yom Kippur it's like Shemitah, we let go the Avodim, release the Avodim, and all those things, blow a shofar, and all those things. So that's what the Gemara says. The only Yom Kippur that you blow shofar from the Torah is Yevul. And Rosh Hashanah Yevul Shofar. So we're talking about the Yevul year was 14 years after the Churbeis HaMikdash.
So when you're calling it Rosh Hashanah, you mean Mitzad the Inyonim,
exactly.
Not the counting of the calendar.
Yeah, so what is it from here? That the 14th year after Churbeis HaMikdash was Yevul year. Okay? And we're including, we're counting year number one, the year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tisha B'Av. So that year is really 1 year, and then 2 years, and the 14th year. So it says, now, if you can tell me, Bechad b'shavua choru, if you can tell me, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the first year of the cycle. If the first year of the cycle, then work it out. The first year of the cycle is Mechad b'shavua l'chad b'shavua tamni. So the first year of this cycle, the first year of the next cycle, is the 8th year, including the first year. So it's the 8th year. And b'shavua achin is chamesh esah havin, and Yevul is always the year after is after Tisha B'Av, after Shemitah. That means Yevul will be the 15th year. What's Yecheskel saying? The 14th year after Churban Beis HaMikdash was Yevul. It couldn't have been according to you, because it could only work out if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Shemitah year. But if Beis HaMikdash was the first year of the cycle, then Yevul would have been the 15th year. Omer Rabina said, you decide to include the first year Tisha B'Av. You counted those 2 months as a whole year. No, ba'arba es shana achas shana shuksa year. Forget, stimmt ja. If the 14 years start counting the next year, the following year, so which is 15 years from the, if you're according to your cheshbon from Churban Beis HaMikdash, and everything makes sense.
So from Tisha B'Av, you got the rest of Av and
Elul. Is a year, but we're not counting that. It's only a part of a year. We're counting 14 full years, that makes sense. You might have sworn, if you're telling me we're not counting that year, then it's no longer 25 years, then it's 26 years. Because that year then goes back, then the year of the Churban Beis HaMikdash goes back to the other year, you can count, add it to the 11. So the 11 becomes 12. And 12 and 14 is 26. No, I'm at Golu Bisheva. It says they went to Golus in the 7th year. Golu Bishmoinu, they went to Golus in the 8th year. And Golu, they went to Golus on the 7th year when Yehoiakim was